You're listening to The Food Fix, a podcast where we talk with innovators and policymakers on how to better feed the world. I'm your host, Max Johnston. In countries like Sierra Leone in Africa, there are essentially two seasons, the wet season and the dry season. This makes farming difficult, but something called inland valley swamp farming, or IVS farming, may help. Reporter Gloria Nzeka caught up with Sor Joseph Kayafine from the Ministry of Agriculture, Forestry, and Food Security of Sierra Leone to talk about IVS farming.
Thank you for speaking to The Food Fix today. Sir Joseph Kayafine is the Senior Planning and Budget Officer in the Ministry of Agriculture, Forestry, and Food Security in the government of Sierra Leone. Sir Joseph, tell me a bit about the IVS farming which the government of Sierra Leone has been implementing. What does IVS farming mean and what is it all about?
Okay, thank you very much for giving me this opportunity to talk to you about our strategies, one of our strategies we use in Sierra Leone to promote or enhance our food security. Fortunately, I work for the Ministry of Agriculture, Forestry and Food Security. So let me just give you a brief background about Sierra Leone. Sierra Leone is on the west coast of Africa, and we are fortunate to have two seasons in the year. One is the raining season and the dry season. So basically, these are two extreme seasons that actually portray their names. During the raining seasons, we have a lot of rain, and in the dry seasons, we have sun. So basically, what the Ministry of Agriculture thought is to bring about a strategy that will actually be able to cater for the lay people, the local farmers that are not technically minded to be able to cultivate, you know, crops that will actually enhance in the future our food security drive. So talking about IVS in Sierra Leone, in an effort to pursue sustainable food security, the Ministry of Agriculture tried to bring about a cultivation system wherein we have what we call a lowland swamps, right, that are actually characterized by water, right? Land and water. So basically, these are places that you find all over Sierra Leone in all our 13 agricultural districts. So this IVS became a priority need for smallholder commercialization farming through what we call irrigation system for what we call a primial IVS rehabilitation and development so that we can manage the surface water through drainage system and other kind of means. At the end of the day, we'll be able to have a fertile swamp that can cultivate different types of crops in Sierra Leone.
Having worked with that, I'm sure you have knowledge of what works and what doesn't work. What are the challenges that come with inland valley swamp farming?
Yes, for every good venture, you definitely face some problems. Well, one of the problems that we actually face with IVS, in short for inland valley swamps, is the fact that we normally have, because our country is a very poor country, right? One of the poorest countries according to the United Nations Human Development Index. So basically, a lot of things that actually should make things work are not adequate and probably not even available. So we have a problem of inadequate drainage and flash flooding that takes place in those swamps, right? Because when you have an IVS, one thing that will make it work effectively is to have very good and adequate drainage system. So when that is not there, probably because of lack of manpower, because of technology, so that poses a very serious problem for the cultivation of crop on the IVS. And secondly, we also face what we call irregular flooding due to lack of water management system. IVS, as I said, it's characterized by water, availability of water. So basically, for you to enhance the capacity of that kind of land for cultivation, you must be able to manage the water very well. So sometimes there is this irregular lack of water management system, and we normally face flooding. And also there is this low fertility level that occurs. It's not all the swamps that are fertile, right? So we face some of the, we actually encounter swamps that are not fertile. So they need to be developed. And development of those kind of places definitely demands a whole lot of input. And if the resources are not available, then it's actually a challenge. And there is also that sometimes in those swamps, we encounter soil that has a lot of iron and aluminium in the soil, right, system. That actually causes a lot of toxicity in the soil, which affects the growth of cultivated crops on that particular land. And finally, these are just few challenges I'm giving you, is the fact that we have inadequate residual moisture and water supply during the dry season. As I said earlier, that in Sierra Leone, we have rainy season and dry season. So when it is dry season, we encounter shortage of water. So if we have not actually put in place effective drainage system or irrigation system that will supply water to those swamps, then it's going to be a challenge.
So in terms of food security, hunger is a big issue currently on the continent. How does IVS farming contribute to food security?
Yeah, it's very important, right? The IVS system actually helps to expand high-quality production of crops. And also, the IVS is capable of accommodating what we call crop diversification. You can plant different types of crops at different times of the year as much as you can, right? So basically, like in Sierra Leone and many parts of Africa, one of our staple food is rice, right? So the IVS is capable of producing rice probably 3 to 4 times per year. As long as you are able to enhance the capacity of the IVS, you will be able to achieve that. So comparatively, when you compare the production on IVS to that of the highland farming, right, you realize that the turnover, the rate of turnover for production on IVS increases throughout the year. Unlike for the upland farming, you can only do that once a year, right? So in terms of productivity and level of production, the IVS actually enhance a huge amount of product that will actually cater for the local farmers, one, to involve in commercial farming. That is why one of our flagship programs in the ministry is called Smallholder Commercialization Farming, right? That is basically the reason why the IVS system is being pursued, because that will actually enhance the farmers, not only to produce rice, but to be able to produce other kind of vegetables to sell in the market and have money in their pocket and to take care of the children in schools and to make sure that they enhance their livelihoods.
You mentioned earlier a couple of challenges. There are quite a number of challenges that come with farming. In terms of inland valley swamp specifically, what can be done in order to improve this, even in terms of technology and manpower?
Yeah, so basically investment in agriculture is a huge thing. Yeah. In trying to pursue that particular aspect of enhancing our food security, one thing that we do for the IVS specifically is to bring on board the irrigation system. Irrigation system is basically a system that is used to ensure that we have the adequate amount of water, right, on the ground in the swamp that will be able to capacitate the soil to give to the crops, right, as much as they need in terms of nutrient for them to grow. And also, there is this technology used we call underground water management system. So what happened is a kind of technology that is used to ensure that the water on the surface of the soil is drained, right? And it is being managed underneath the soil surface so that whenever the soil needs water, it will the management system will produce the water for the soil. Yeah. So that is basically like continuous capacity enhancement of the soil, right? And also there is what we call the swamp surface water management system, right? So even without irrigation and underground management and water management system, there is also the surface water management system. How? Right? You try to see how you make sure that you don't have too much water on the surface of the soil that will affect the growth of the crop, right? So there is a mechanism that is used to manage the water on the surface of the soil as well. So that basically what we're saying is to have a very, very conducive land or soil surface that will enhance productivity and growth of our crops.
Chronic undernourishment is increasing on the continent of Africa, and it's partly due to climate change. How do you deal with climate change when it comes to IVS farming?
Well, I think that's the typical reason why we believe the use of IVS is an advantage, right? As I said, we have two seasons. We have the rainy seasons, rainy season and the dry season. But as you say rightly, because of climate change, probably there will be an erratic nature of the of the weather, you know, in a particular location. So that is the reason. In order for us to be able to, first of all, work on the challenges that are posed by climate change, one of the reasons for encouraging IVS is to make sure that we enhance what we call conservation of our natural resources, especially the forest, because the upland farming is typically one that actually destroys the forest, right? The farmers are to cut down the trees and do their farming and burn the woods, and the carbon monoxide that comes from those woods also pollutes the atmosphere. But for inland valley swamps, there is nothing like burning. There is nothing like carbon monoxide being emitted to the atmosphere. So basically, when you compare the cultivation of crops on the inland valley swamp to that of the upland farming, you notice that it's one of a typical way of solving the problem of climate change. So as much as, because if you, in Sierra Leone, we have up to 300,000 hectares of swampland. Yeah. So we are encouraging our farmers to focus on IVS rather than pursuing the upland farming, so that we all can contribute and solve the problem of climate change, because we're talking about food security. If our climate is not conducive enough to provide us that kind of weather that we need to cultivate our crops, then it's going to be a problem. So IVS actually is one way that we believe we can handle the issue of climate change or food security.
What do you think about IVS farming? Email us with any questions or comments at foodfixpodcast@gmail.com or leave them in the comments below this post. The Food Fix is a project of the Global Center for Food Systems Innovation and the Knight Center for Environmental Journalism at Michigan State University. I've been your host, Max Johnston. Thanks for listening.